Exclusive. Senator Bill Hagerty, Republicans introduce joint resolutions disapproving of D.C. Council for Anti-Law Enforcement legislation. By Sean Moran on June 10, 2026. Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, and Republican colleagues introduced two joint resolutions of disapproval against the D.C. City Council for targeting federal law enforcement, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Senators Hagerty, Ted Budd, RNC, Mike Lee, RUT, Cynthia Loomis, RY, Pete Ricketts, Arnie, and Rick Scott, RFL, introduced two joint resolutions of disapproval against the D.C. City Council for producing two bills that target federal officers. The Body-Worn Camera Transparency for Use of Force Temporary Amendment Act and the Full Accountability and Arrest Reporting Temporary Amendment Act. Representative Paul Gosar, Arroz, introduced the House version of the resolutions. The D.C. bills require the collection and publication of body camera footage, along with the personal information of officers. The two bills mandate the disclosure of information, resulting in the doxing of federal officers enforcing the law and protecting the public. Hagerty believes that the targeting of federal law enforcement must be strongly condemned. The D.C. Council has no business pressuring federal policymakers or federal law enforcement to appease their radical base. The Council has shamefully enacted proposals that would invite doxing of the very same federal law enforcement officers that have made our capital city safe by requiring the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department to collect and release footage and personal information of federal law enforcement officers after a serious use of force, Hagerty said in a written statement. I am calling on my colleagues in the Senate to join me in condemning the Council's dangerous policies, particularly during a time when ICE officers are experiencing an 8,000% increase in death threats and a 1,300% increase in assaults. Gosar said in a statement, federal law enforcement officers put their lives on the line every day to protect our communities, enforce our laws, and defend the American people. They should not have to worry that doing their jobs will result in their names, identities, and personal information being exposed to criminals, violent extremists, or those seeking retaliation. The D.C. Council's actions would place a target on the backs of the men and women who serve in federal law enforcement. Transparency and accountability are important, but they must never come at the expense of officer safety or the integrity of ongoing investigations. Congress has a responsibility to protect federal officers from reckless policies that invite harassment, intimidation, and violence. Those who enforce our laws deserve our gratitude and support, not political efforts to expose them and their families to unnecessary danger. It is extremely concerning that the D.C. Council has chosen to overtly undermine federal law by doxing officers for doing their job to uphold law and order, Butt said. This interference by local government seriously undermines the safety and security of our federal officers. I am proud to join Senator Hagerty in disapproving of these misguided policies. Lee explained, for years, the D.C. Council allowed crime and decay to plague our nation's capital. Now that President Trump has saved lives and cleaned up Washington by deploying federal law enforcement, the far-left council seeks to dox and hinder the courageous men and women doing the job D.C. refuses to do. We should not tolerate it. Instead of helping our law enforcement officers make our nation's capital safer, D.C. officials are targeting our brave women and men in blue, Ricketts remarked. This is unacceptable. I'm glad to join this effort to reject D.C.'s anti-police agenda. Law enforcement deserves our support as they work to ensure law and order in Washington.